This afternoon, Julia Gillard will arrive in Port Moresby for her first visit to Papua New Guinea as Prime Minister. It's the first visit by an Australian Prime Minister to PNG for 5 years. Both governments see it as a chance to broaden the relationship beyond the traditional focus on aid. Our PNG correspondent Liam Fox reports.
The Caritas Technical Secondary School in Port Moresby is bustling with activity. As the pupils at the all-girls school go to class, workers are building a new library, 4 classrooms and a hostel that can sleep 114 students. It's all been made possible thanks to a $2.2 million grant from AusAid's Incentive Fund. The principal, Elinette Marmo, says it would have been years before the school could have built the facilities on its own.
Oh, we need them badly. For the hostel alone, right now we are housing 40 students that should only be housing 30.
Education and infrastructure are 2 of the 4 priority areas of AusAid's development program here. This year, the development program is worth nearly $500 million. For many years, aid has been the focus of the bilateral relationship. But when Julia Gillard arrives this afternoon, the aim of her visit will be to recast it in broader terms.
Well, I think it's critical. We haven't seen a prime ministerial visit since Kevin Rudd when he visited early in 08. So massively important for the relationship to demonstrate that Australia is still keen to improve its relationship with Papua New Guinea and to set the relationship on a new footing.
Jenny Hayward-Jones is the director of the Melanesia program at the Lowy Institute for International Policy. She says there needs to be greater official recognition of the growing economic links between the two countries.
We've seen much more investment. In fact, I think Australian investment in Papua New Guinea is greater than Australian investment in China. So that's an indication of how seriously Australian business regards opportunities in Papua New Guinea. So I think those aspects of the relationship are starting to overtake considerations about aid.
This trip is also shaping up to be important on another level. A visit by Australia's first female Prime Minister to a country where women are largely treated as second-class citizens will be a powerful symbol. Dalala Gore is one of 3 women in PNG's 111-seat parliament. She's travelling from her electorate in Oro province to be in Port Moresby for Julia Gillard's visit.
I met several women at the hospital and told them I'm rushing to Port Moresby because I'm meeting with the Prime Minister. And they were all so excited and they said, pass our regards to the Prime Minister of Australia, tell her we've been following her.
Ms Gore says Ms Gillard is an inspiration to Papua New Guinean women.
To have an Australian woman Prime Minister, it's really boosting us in the future. We want one Papua New Guinean woman to be a Prime Minister also.
PNG parliamentarian Dalala Gore ending that report from our correspondent Liam Fox.